time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 400,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well. We're well into October. Halloween's coming up. All the holiday seasons start, right? It's Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then New Year's, and wow, we're back into 2017 and starting to develop some goals, and just an exciting time of the year. I really like the fall, the autumn part, because again, we can start to reap what we have sown, but also we can start to begin to look forward. We're getting beginning to glimpse of the next year and some of the things that we want to accomplish, and perhaps taking a look back and seeing some of the things that have held us back, which is kind of what I want to talk to you about today. And before I do, though, if this is your first time listening, welcome and thank you. And if you're a repeat listener, thank you very much. I appreciate you tuning in and listening and taking in what I'm saying and perhaps playing with it, taking the assignments to heart, all of this to develop your mental strength, right? Because without that mental strength, for me, everything starts in the mind. If you want to have a great physique, it starts in the mind. If you want to have a great career, it starts in the mind. So as we develop our mental strength, we're able to affect every aspect of our life. But what I'd like to talk today is perhaps the opposite of that, and it's mental sensitivity or mental weakness, whatever you want to call it, but it's 15 ways that we generally distort our thinking and then affect our performance and our potential. And these are things that we do so unconsciously that we don't know that we're doing it until we become aware of it. So part of the purpose of this podcast is make you aware of some of these things. Now, this whole list of 15 will be on the blog post where this podcast is hosted, and that will be at warriormindcoach.com/blog. But so we're just going to go through some of these. And, you know, if I can get through all 15, great. If not, then I'll pick it up on the next podcast. But the first thing that we do to distort our thinking or to diminish our thinking is we filter. We have to filter. We cannot not filter, but what we filter is important. So many of us will take negative things and only filter the negative things into our awareness where we don't see the positive things. This is the job of the news. This is the job of the media. It's to show us all the things that are happening wrong, which create filters in our mind. So that is all we see. There are so many good things happening in our life and in the world, but we have created filters. And these filters, they're legitimate filters. They reside in our unconscious, and they only let in what agrees with them. So if we think it's a horrible place and that there's a lot of killing going on, we will only see the news about killing. We will not see how many people are saved, how many animals are saved, or how many people are saved. This filtering is so detrimental. And this is part of, if you call it brainwashing, that the media does to us. So what we need to do is take back our own thinking and start to create our own filters. And how we do that is by consciously purposely looking for things that we like or that we want. So if we want a healthy relationship, we then look for those couples that have healthy relationships instead of looking at the divorced couples. If we want to have abundance in our life, money, if we want to have a great job, we look for all the people that have the great jobs as opposed to the unemployment rate. These are all subtleties, but the more we can focus on what we want, health, abundance, relationships, money, peace of mind, the more we focus and find those things in existence in the external world, we will start to change our filters. And when we change our filters, we change our behavior, and then we start to act accordingly. Number two, polarized thinking. Many of us are just thinking it's black or white. This is it. And Carol Dweck talks about this would be a fixed mindset as opposed to a growth mindset. So there is things. It's either black and white. There is no middle ground. Now, this happens a lot in different areas of our life. We may not have it in one area, but it could be happening in other areas. So just think back on when you're having a conversation. You know, unfortunately, politics is a big one that is polarized thinking. It's either black or white, good or bad, Republican or Democrat, jerk or whatever. And so, politics is a great example of polarized thinking. But where else in your life do you have polarized thinking? Is it about food? Is it about your health? It's either, you know, I inherited this or I didn't. I can't control it or I can. You know, these are things that may not be right or wrong, but polarized thinking is I can't do anything about it or I can. And so if we have this polarized thinking, we tend to act as if we have no choices, or if it's a either or. We think the world is either or, when in reality, it's an and. I either have a lot of time or I have a lot of money. It's one or the other. Well, what if you can have both? And this is where polarized thinking can hurt us, in that we want to have a good career, but we feel that a good career means we have to work 20 hours, you know, a day. But we also want to have a good family life, but we can't put that there because we're working. So it's either or. Either I have a good family life and no job, or I have a job and no family life. Well, it can be both. And so when we can start to change that polarized thinking into how can I have both, we start to come up with many, 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 many more options. The third one, overgeneralization. So this is where we come to a conclusion based on a single incident or a single piece of evidence, and we ubiquitously apply this to everything. And at this is where prejudice comes in. This is where all these bad things, but overgeneralization can also happen just in our life in general, right? We can have these different beliefs about something. And this is where things happen over and over. If you expect bad things to happen over and over again because, oh, I went to this restaurant and I got food poisoning. I can't go back there because I'll get it again. Well, maybe you sampled one dish, but they have 20 others. Are you sure you're going to get food poisoning if you go back again? Well, it may take a little courage to do it, but you can't say that that's going to happen because that's overgeneralizing. And when we do that, we hold ourselves back from enjoying other parts of our life, and we tend to project onto that. So, you know, we're walking down the street, we see somebody with a bunch of tattoos and a hoodie up, and we may have had a bad experience with somebody 10 years ago. So now we overgeneralize and say that everybody with tattoos and a hoodie is a thug. Well, that can prevent a lot of goodness in our lives as well. I'm not saying that you don't want to be careful in general with anybody. It doesn't matter how they're dressed out there in the street, but there's a point where overgeneralization can actually paralyze us from taking action. So that is another one. Mind reading. Mind reading is when we think we know what the other person is thinking because that's how we are thinking. Mind reading is so prevalent. It's so prevalent in business and in life. It is amazing because what happens is we'll hear a person say a phrase and we go, oh, this is what they really meant. and we'll interpret it because that's how we interpret it. And then we go, that was, must be what they're thinking. And then we treat them as if they are thinking that way. Mind reading happens all the time. But what we have to do is slow down and understand, is this really true? We have to be curious whether it's in a relationship. And this comes up a lot in a relationship, right? When we're talking to our significant other, when we're having a discussion, we'll get irritated, or we'll do something else and we'll go, well, you said this and this is what it meant. And the other person goes, no, that's not what it meant. And then you get into another discussion about that. So mind reading is really, really critical as to how to stop it and also how to know that you're doing it. You know, when you're talking to yourself and go, oh, well, they person meant this, or they don't mean that, or that, when you're having these internal dialogues about a conversation that you're having and projecting it back on the other person, that's mind reading. And what we need to do is clarify that by asking questions. What I heard you say is this. Is this what you really meant? Okay, great. Or I have a sense that you're a little bit bored with the conversation. Is that true? And then they could say yes or no. But we want to make sure that we don't mind read, that we actually verify what our senses are, what we're thinking, or what we're picking up on, so that we can have a better conversation with them, with the individual or individuals. Number five, catastrophizing. This is where you expect a disaster. You hear, or you hear about a problem, or you start these what ifs and what tragedies would happen. Catastrophizing is, you know, getting on a plane. What if it crashes? What if it does this? What if it does that? And, you know, we could call it paranoia at some level, but catastrophizing also can take the simplest thing and we just blow it out of proportion. But the key is, unconsciously, we blow it out of proportion to a level that we think could happen. We don't blow it so far out of proportion that it seems ridiculous. And that's one of the ways to stop it, is to keep it going. So for instance, you're driving to work, you get in traffic, and you're going to be 30 minutes late. Well, catastrophizing would be, I'm going to be 30 minutes late. My boss is going to fire me. I'm not going to have a job anymore. I'm going to go home. I'm going to tell my significant other that I don't have a job. They're going to leave me. I'm going to have to declare bankruptcy and file for divorce. And I'll probably end up sleeping on the streets. At some level, you may believe that. But, you know, if we want, and that's catastrophizing. If, however, just to show you how to stop it, if we made it more robust and saying, hey, I'm going to be sleeping on the streets, I'll probably catch a disease, my arm is going to fall off, my leg is going to fall off, my ear is going to melt, and we start to really exaggerate it, then we go, oh, that's just ridiculous. But it's amazing how our minds work when we catastrophize to the extent where we believe it could happen. And when we start thinking about that, so then when we start to catastrophize incidences, we then behave as if it's going to happen. So we may go into our boss's office and he may say, hey, you're late. But we hear the boss going, hey, you're late. And we'll get defensive and we'll snap back at the boss and we'll get into an argument and we'll get into these discussions. And then lo and behold, we'll get fired. We got fired not because we were late, but because we were being insubordinate, or we called him a jerk, or we threw something at him or her. So we have to understand on how this catastrophizing really affects our behavior, our personalities, and all other aspects of our life. So what I'm going to do is, I was going to go through 15 of them, but I think I'm just going to go through five at a time. So I'm going to stop with these five. And again, these five are filtering, right? We have to make sure that we change our filters from a negative filter to a positive filter, or perhaps change it to from a disempowering filter to an empowering filter, because we want to make sure we change the filters to let in the information that aligns with what we want out of life. And for, of course, we need to know what we want out of life first, because otherwise the filters, the polarized thinkings, and all the other things we're talking about is going to create our life by default. Many, 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 many of us are living our life by default. And it's because these 15 ways that we distort our thinking, and these first five in particular, we are living by default. It's time to take back your thinking. It's time to take back your behaviors. It's time to take back control. And these are the first five things that we've talked about today. Filtering. You can control your filter. You can create a more empowering filter to let in things to support you in the life that you want. Polarized thinking. It's not black and white. It's not this or this. It's both. How can you start thinking of a combination of both? It's not wealth or health or wealth or family. It's how can I have both? And when you start asking questions on how you can have both, the polarized thinking diminishes. Overgeneralization. You ask yourself, is the statement that you're making based on a lot of data, a lot of facts, or is it based on one experience that may have happened 5 years ago? Is this overgeneralization helping you live the life that you want, or is it holding you back? Mind reading. Is mind reading are you creating more problems in your life because you think you know what the other person is thinking and you're treating them as if they are thinking that when in reality they aren't? So how can you stop that mind reading? How can you change your thoughts on mind reading? How can you communicate with a person better to understand what they are really thinking? Catastrophizing. How can you stop just thinking the worst is going to happen? And just because you don't know, right? Because that is basically projecting it into the future. You don't know what the future is going to hold. You don't know that. Catastrophizing usually is based on input that we received from the news or input that we've had from a past experience. But then we blow it so out of proportion because we want to play the victim. This is what victims really do. When we play the victim, we catastrophize our life because we want people to feel sorry for us. We want people to take care of us. We want people to pamper us. And so we can stop catastrophizing events or projecting them into it, we can then take back control of our life. So those are the five we went over today. I will go over the next five next week. A great way to start to take back control of your thinking is my program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. Not only is it an online program, but you also get the book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, with it. Right now I'm getting some great, great reviews on Udemy, 4.6 out of 5. Everybody is loving it. You can have it a great learning lesson from it. And you can pick up, enroll lifetime access by going to warriormindtraining.com. Again, that's warriormindtraining.com. Enroll in Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. Start to take the program. You'll be able to get the book, and you'll start to see how that program will help you with these five ways that you distort your thinking. So hope you like this one. This is really, I'm really passionate about how we hold ourselves back with our thinking and then how we can develop our mental strength, because you have so much potential in you, and we're getting towards the end of the year and would love to get you started to finish stronger than you started so that in 2017 you can really hit the road running. So I'd love to hear some feedback from you on this podcast and other podcasts. And you can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
very soon.